Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. One
the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What that be the lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you
Time. My guest today is Asa Knight. He's really fabulous. I wanted to talk to you about some of the songs I played. Our first song was by Arvel Bird. He is an excellent Native American singer. And then we had Bethany Caudill with her new single hit, No Shoes Blues. She's getting ready to do some big things in St. Louis and Nashville. Then you heard Celine Dion's I'm Alive, which, you know, we're really great to be alive today. And then you heard Kelly Clarkson. I thought it would be interesting to play What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. We've been going through a lot of retrograde, so What Doesn't Kill You does make you stronger. And, you know, we had a series of retrograde things happen, you know, this week. Anything from the water heater breaking to the fuel pump in my car quitting to, you know, needing parts for my car because a poor deer decided to run out in front of my car. Luckily, she's okay, thank God. And, you know, my battery ran down the other day. So lots of, you know, miscommunications with contracts, things like that. You know, you can definitely see a pattern. I know we're coming out of retrograde on the 11th, so that's pretty happy, and Bethany is excited because we're going to go to Nashville next week, and she's going to, you know, meet some people in Nashville and try to make some more connections. So I will not be on radio next week on Monday the 15th, but the following week I will be here. So I also want to send out my condolences to the Patterson family. My sweet friend that I went to college with, his poor mother just passed away. She was having heart trouble. So I want to ask everybody to send light and prayers to Chris and Chuck. Chuck is Sherry Patterson's husband, and Chris is, you know, the only son that Sherry had. And Sherry passed peacefully yesterday with heart trouble. So I just ask you to keep the family and whatnot in your thoughts and send them good and healing vibes. That'd be great. So moving right along between retrograde and everything else, Asen, my guest today, he is wonderful. He's a master psychic. He's gifted with clairvoyance. He's a master tarot reader. He's a third generation reader. He's straightforward. He's a master clairvoyant. He's got lots of degrees and lots of skills, anything from tarot reader's degree to metaphysics, clairvoyant, registered psychic, which is awesome. Tarot advisor. He's a spiritualist. He's a certified master in the art of tarot reading, Reiki, Kalomani practitioner. He's an ordained minister. Actually, I am too. High five. That's really cool. So Asen learned about his gifts at an early age, and then he just felt the art of tarot would follow that. And like I said, so if you have questions for him, whatever, he is a master talent at what he does. He doesn't fool around. He's straightforward. He's an awesome guy. You should check out his stuff, like his radio shows, his classes. He's on Facebook as Asen Knight, and you can also check out his page at AESON Knight, KNIGHT.com. Our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. I'm proud to have Asen as my guest today. He is just awesome. So with that being said, I'm going to bring him live now to the show. Welcome to the show, Asen. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Doing wonderful, honey. Thanks so much for having me again. How are you?
Yeah,
other than the retrograde?
Well, you know, the way I see it, Kelly Clarkson really puts it to a punch when she says, yeah, I know she's talking about different things, but, you know, what doesn't kill you does make you stronger. And, you know, mm-hmm. what you go through, I mean, even Bethany went through some really traumatic stuff here, you know, just recently. I mean, it was pretty hectic, but, you know, we made it through it, and, you know, it just makes us that much stronger. So, you know, retrograde can get us all in some ways. But, I mean, you know, we just have to keep going, and we have to try to keep embracing it. So I'm happy that, you know, we're almost through it. We have three more days, and that's going to be awesome. But, you know, in between that, we just have to remember that, you know, we put on our best, and we do the best that we can every day.
Right. And, you know, Mercury in retrograde isn't the only planet in retrograde or going in and out of retrograde. They all practically go in and out of retrograde, and it just affects different parts of us. But we get Mercury so heavily is because it's so close to us, and it deals with so much of communication. But, you know, the day Mercury goes out of retrograde, you know, Neptune's going to be going into retrograde, and that's when, you know, you might want to be watching exactly where you're headed in things. And, you know, that's more of a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every planetary thing and every shift, like every season, I think, affects us all, you know, because we live on a planet, and planets mm-hmm. rotate around us. And, you know, like you said, Mercury's closest, so we have that effect. But the other planets affect us, too, you know, in mm-hmm. in various ways. And I know that. I mean, I had the lovely chance to have the sun affect me, but not in a good way. And I really learned my lesson there. It's like, oh, yeah, when I go out in the sun and play with horses and there's wind blowing, I need to put on sunscreen, even though I love the sun. But, you know, I had my own experience with the sun. I love the sun because it's bright, it's beautiful, it's warm. But I also had a negative side with the sun, but that's just because I wasn't thinking, and I thought, yeah, let's go out and have fun. But, you know, mm-hmm. like I said, everybody has their experiences, and we're all affected in different ways by all the planets and all the seasons.
Right. You know, and, you know, it's like when Bethany goes, you know, she's going after June 11th, right?
Yes, to Nashville.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
To Nashville, which is an optimal time because with Neptune being in retrograde, it's going to cause people to want to be more of a follower to her.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
That's really, really well, you know, and, you know, she's been really homing down on stuff and, you know, with Saturn being in retrograde since March, you know, that's really a focus time for her. So, you know, it's really pulling itself together. And that's how you use these retrogrades. You know, they make you stronger, but at the same time, you have the ability to use those retrogrades to benefit your life and, you know, kind of plan things around when it would give you a little extra gravitational push to help you out there.
Yeah. Well, she's going to go and work some with her label and a booking thing. This is going to be later on today, actually, and she was asking me, you think that would affect anything? You think it would be bad? And I said, well, you know, it's 3 days more of retrograde, so I don't think it would be too bad. You know, I mean, we really did get a sock in the stomach with retrograde when it hit. You know, she did too. But she's like, well, ask him what he thinks about, you know, me hanging out with this booking agent and doing things with them and, you know, my company today, you know, later on. And I said, well, I don't think it'll affect anything, but I can see what his opinion is.
Well, I think it would be good. Now, you know, she's signing contracts with this booking agent. She'll just want to make sure to read them very closely and, you know, make sure that, you know, all the T's are dotted, all the I's are dotted, everything is clarified. You know, if there's any question of, you know, who's responsible for what, when's the paycheck going, you know, if it says the paycheck's distributed at a certain point, then you want to make sure that, you know, things are took care of there, you know. And, you know, there will be discussion of travel, and she needs to make sure that that's all paid for. And, it, you know, she doesn't get stuck 2 months later paying for a trip to Milwaukee.
Exactly.
You know, but she knows
that makes
this.
A lot
She's good at this business, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is a good time for her to go and do that and to have that discussion because it is on the creative side, so, you know, she's got a good aspect there with it, you know, connecting in with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't stop your life when Mercury goes in retrograde. You just kind of have to prepare for it.
Right. Well, see, that's what I did with the expos and stuff that I had, you know, which we had three, bam, 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 like right in a row. And,
I know, honey, you're trying
to
keep up with me.
I know. They were very effective, but, you know, each one you could tell that, you know, there was a retrograde. You could feel the energy, but, like, you know, like I told her, I said, hey, life goes on. We just go through it, and we just walk through it. And that's anybody with anything. Life goes on. We go through it. You know, if you're signing a contract or if you're in a business, whatever, you just really watch what you're doing, you know, and you look over it very carefully and do the very best you can, and you watch the circumstances happen. So, you know, I mean, it was just bam, 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 one thing after the next, and it was interesting. So, yeah, that's life. You know, things happen, and we just go through them, and we live life.
Right. And you look at where it's hitting, and it sounds like more likely to me that it's hitting in your domestic house. You know, the water heater, the car, that type of thing. That's hitting a domestical sense, so it's not really affecting the business side of it.
Right. It's more the appliances or the electronics or the phones or the, you know, computers. Anything.
You know.
And that's typical. You'll hear of that. You know, I mean, everybody will talk about, you know, your phones break down, computers break down, appliances break down, printers break down. You hear about it all. I've even heard of people breaking headsets around retrograde. But, you know, that can happen anytime. You know, you can have a car break down anytime, too. So
anytime.
One of
but
those things.
It's more likely, you know, it's breaking down in that area because that's where your retrograde is hitting. And, you know, in that house of home and family and all that, and you... You know, someone else is maybe hitting in relationships, and they're having a really bad communicational time with relationships. That's because Mercury is in that house, so they're of your personal chart. You know, that's why it's good to have like a natal chart done so you can see where your planets at your natal is. So you can go, oh, okay, Venus is going in retrograde. Venus was in my first house. That's myself. So I'm going to probably make a lot of image changes.
Right. That makes a lot of sense to really look and pinpoint where everything is. That's totally cool. Yeah. So what have you been up to?
And it's tough to deal with, but, you know, everything, something's always in retrograde. I don't think there's a day this year that something is not in retrograde. You know,
yeah,
so
retrograde is common anywhere, I think.
Yeah, it is. You know, the planets are commonly going into retrograde during tropical astrology, and, you know, things really pull themselves into a different light. But, you know, you live life, you have fun, you know, like, you know, this retrograde is majorly being hit into my organizational systems, and, you know, I've been really relying on my life binder and, you know, schedules getting mixed up and stuff, and it was like, oh, yeah, you know, Mercury's going to hit this. Okay, we double prep and double check everything and just roll with it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because you know where it hits and then you can properly prepare where you're going.
Exactly. Or you can use it to your advantage. You know, and that's what
exactly.
I think Bethany should do today is use it totally to her advantage and, you know, negotiate a good contract out of it.
That's great. That's perfect.
So,
thank you for that. So what have you been into these days? Any events coming up or anything you want to share with our listeners?
I don't have any public events scheduled at the moment for the rest of the year. I've really cleaned out my schedule this year to really focus on teaching. I'm redoing my Terror module to move it online so that people don't have to come all the way to West Virginia for it. I'm working on another module called the Psychic Matrix, talking about, you know, how the psychic energy itself flows and, you know, for new readers or for new psychics and, you know, just working on that stuff for a while because, you know, teaching is a little bit new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm wanting to facilitate a lot more because, you know, to put it nicely, this old man's getting tired of traveling, so it's time to train up the next generation.
Well, you know, the advantage point that you have is that you can do a lot of your classes online, which is really wonderful, and that you can, you know, enhance those tools and use them to help people, and people
right.
really enjoy that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a new, you know, back when we were growing up, you know, internet wasn't invented, you know, we had the TV with two channels, and you had to go to this place, you had to take off and go to New York or Las Vegas or wherever to take the classes. And now, you know, almost anybody can be doing classes anywhere. And, you know, it's my goal to offer really good classes. And, you know, when they finish them, they'll actually be certified to do, you know, the classes and the communications and to actually work with the thing, you know, work forward into their career.
That's great, you know, because new readers sometimes need to know about the tarot and about energy and how that flows and all the things you can teach them. So those are really going to be useful tools.
Hopefully, you know, it's still in the proofing stage. But, you know, that's what I've been working on getting together and building and trying to pull things into balance. And, you know, I've done I've done the tarot class before. I haven't done the psychic matrix class, but I've done it in person on workshops, and it's worked out really well. But, you know, changing it over to an online thing takes a lot of review and a lot of figuring out, okay, well, if I do this, then it's got to go here, and this needs to go here, and, you know, it's got to process this way. And that, and keeping a full calendar for readings on me, I mean, literally, I've been swarmed, and I love that. I love getting new clients and helping them.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you're, you know, getting a lot of clients and that, you know, the energy flow from that is really helping you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you still have your radio show that happens?
We're on hiatus right now with the weather and Mercury in retrograde and Love Rain's travel schedule. We have just not been able to, you know, get into the studio or, you know, dial in a lot of times because, I don't know, but these people that throw expos and stuff really don't look at things like cell coverage and internet service. And, you know, once she's done all day, you know, reading, she really doesn't even have the energy for the show. So we've took a hiatus until our schedules calm down.
Well, that's understandable, you know, and with everything being in retrograde, sometimes communication can be really hard. I know a few times on my end I've had Blog Talk mess up on me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a little hard, you know, to do some of the shows. But I keep the shows going as often as I can. I just know I'm going to be out of town next week. So,
right.
Yeah, but I'll do the following week. And I always enjoy having you.
Well, I enjoy coming, honey. You know, and I love hanging out over at GGM. You guys are so great. You know, good hosts, good music, good stuff. You know, and great listeners.
Oh, we appreciate it. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to take some callers. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll do some callers. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen Knight. You can find him at www.asenknight.com. We're going to take some questions. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and we'll be right back after this commercial break, so have your questions ready.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with. All day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, Back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio. I am back. Our guest is Asen Knight, and our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring him back now, and we're going to take some callers last half. You can check Asen out at www.asenknight.com, AsenKnight.com, and also over on Facebook you can find him, Asen Knight, as well. Welcome back to the show, Asen.
Thank you, darling.
All right, we will take our first caller here, which is area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine, thank you. How about you?
Doing well. How can we help you?
I just am kind of curious. Do you see any love life type stuff coming in? Like, I am dating one guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like in the beginning stage. I've been talking to him for like maybe like 2 months now.
Right.
So, I'm just curious.
I feel like you do, hon, but I'm telling you, it's going to probably be about 7 weeks before this new guy really takes off.
Okay.
It looks to me like he's slow. May have just came out of a relationship, you know, because he's moving very tender steps here. He doesn't want to mess it up, but he's also very nervous about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can really see.
You know, take some time there, get to know each other, get comfortable. But I feel like when you do get this moving, that it stays permanent and steady. You ain't going to have a lot of bouncing back and forth.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, I guess that's all I need to know, right?
Right. That's about all, hon. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Stay focused on your
goals
here.
You are
doing great. Okay. All right. Well,
you're
thank
doing
you
great.
So much.
It's just
going really
to take some time. It's just going to take some time for that to come in, you know, because it's not going to be really fast for you. So, yeah, that really is all you need to know. I mean, it's just a little slower process than what you thought it might be.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I actually really don't.
Well, that's
so,
good.
It's a good
I know
change
thank
for
you.
You.
For calling. It is a good change for you.
Yeah, but I know that in my past, I tend to be the kind of person that wants things to happen really quickly.
Yeah, but that's burned you so many times, darling. How many times do you have to put your hand on the stove?
That's true.
It is. Yeah, I really appreciate for your read. Yeah. So, you
all right,
have
thank
a
you for calling
day.
In.
Appreciate
blessing.
It.
Thank you. Darling.
All right. Our next caller, Asen, is area code 954. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Amanda and Asen? Thank you.
Doing well. How can we help you?
I'm just wondering if there's any message in particular that's coming through for me at this time. I'm just really having a rough time in several areas of my life. I'm just wondering if any general message is popping up for you, for me.
You know, you can't get given up here. It looks to me like you're trying to shuffle stuff down and make it smaller than what it is in all areas, and it's like, nope, this is a fight time. I feel like you're going to be fixing the financial. I feel like, you know, the personal stuff will be getting sorted out sometime in July, but you right now need to focus on just career. You know, there comes a time, and everybody's like, where they got to shut everything out and just focus on making money, and this is where you're at.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. Our next caller is area code 972. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Hello there, Amanda Nason. Blessings to you this Monday in the Mercury Retro. I certainly have had more than my fair share of interesting things going sideways and upside down. My name is Audrey, and I'm in Dallas, Asen, and I have recently started a very brief dialogue with a man I met on a dating site.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dwayne. That's all I'll say. I don't even have
right.
his last name.
That's all
so
I need,
say.
Honey.
Yeah, Dwayne. What do you see ahead?
He has a tendency to get egocentric, meaning, you know, it's me, praise me, make me happy. And that's okay if you can deal with it. I feel like this is going to probably go into something more than what it is currently, but it's really your choice on how long you let it build up. And I feel like it's probably best that you let it build up a little bit more. Watch that ego sinker's crazy stuff going on. Don't get him into that habit again. But I feel like it's a good connection.
Really? But I don't like that, what you said, Ace, and that means...
That's why you don't want to get him into that habit, honey.
Oh, no way. That's yucky poo-poo. I don't want
yeah.
that.
Okay. So if you're going, oh, you're so handsome, you're so beautiful, you know, you're so cute, oh, that picture was great, you know, and just constantly feeding that ego, then he's going to get in the habit of expecting it.
Oh, you're right. And you know what? I did kind of do that in the beginning because he gave it first, and then I gave him a bunch of, you
right.
know, I gave him a bunch too, and then now it's a blank. I haven't heard anything back from him. It's
he
like,
well,
what do you want? I mean, does he show up as an earth, fire, water? I tried to ask him what his sign was, and he won't tell me. He's like,
to be honest, he feels like a Capricorn to me, honey.
Oh, I'm a Capricorn. That's funny.
Okay. Because he's got that watery side, but at the same time, he's got enough air to him that he can be a little flighty.
So I will meet him, you think?
You will meet him. You'll date him for a while, honey, and then you'll have to make a choice. Can I deal with this or can I not?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
boy.
And that's standard in relationships.
I know, but I'm just coming out of a 4-year, and I want to upgrade, not downgrade.
Right. Well,
you know,
I'm
trying to.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like this is an upgrade, but it's, you know, it's all how you handle and train it.
How I handle and train it. Wow, this has been helpful.
It's like I tell
newlywed
wives, don't ever cook dinner. Don't cook dinner for the first month because you don't want him to expect it on the table when he gets home.
Oh no, I'm not doing that. Wow.
Okay. So. You know, it's kind of the same thing here. You don't want to be influencing and laying in a pattern that you're going to have to keep up with him.
I see. Yeah, I definitely don't want any bad patterns. That's for sure. I've already had enough of them in the last 4 years going on that has taken me to look somewhere else at this point. You know, after fighting and fighting for the last several years with this person. I think it was overdue
forget
to break
that.
That, but huh?
Forget that. You don't need any fighting and repetitive fighting and over and over redoing the issue. You know, if they can't listen the second time, buy the next model.
Yeah, Ace, how come it's so hard to do, though?
Because we think that we owe them things, honey, and you don't. You're still until you marry them, you are still negotiating the contract, and you owe them nothing.
Oh, gosh. Wow, this is awesome. I really appreciate you nailing it. Thank you, Ace.
You're welcome,
hon.
You have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Love you, Amanda.
You too. Have a great rest of your day, Audrey. All right. Well, that was our last caller, Asen. I really appreciate you being with me. Is there anything else you want to announce or talk about before we end the show?
Well, you know, if, you know, there's others out there that maybe don't want to have their discussions on air, they can always call my office and book an appointment. It's 304-584-3592. And my 15s are only $25 this month.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's really good. So check him out, www.acenknight.com. Well, it was really awesome having you. I really appreciate you coming today.
Thank you, darling. And, you know, I look forward to being back when you need me, dear.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, and it was awesome having
you. You too, darling. Bye, darling.
All right. You have been listening to WGGM Radio. I've been your host, Amanda Dowell, this evening. I will not be on... This morning, I should say, not this evening. I will not be on next week on the 15th, but I will be back the following week to host your show and bring you a new guest. So we'll see you then. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
this bluesy song. Let's all dance, heat it up with a little romance. Grab a day and let's all dance, heat it up with a little romance. Grab a friend and just come along, sing along on this bluesy song. Thank you.
ship is right. An ocean of tears, I know I've cried. I wanted to believe you, but you lied. I gave it my all, I really tried. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. Heart's been broken and it won't
beautiful thing. Yes, you
so serene. Love is that beautiful thing.
Thank you.
take those old records off the shelf. I didn't listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that whole time of rock and roll. Don't try and take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes, I'll be late for the door. You like that? I play.